Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And it is the season of chilly, cold weather. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about rosacea. And for those of you who have redness, inflammatory skin irritation, this is a podcast for you. So I need to give you 5 expert tips to help you manage your rosacea. First of all, what exactly is rosacea? If you have redness, flare-ups, rashes, you may be struggling with rosacea. Other symptoms are often characterized by visible blood vessels, little pink spots, pus, swelling, eye irritation. Often this is a genetic condition. You could be genetically susceptible, but there are lots of things in the environment that can flare you up. And in order to best manage your symptoms, you really have to keep track and know your triggers. So one tip for managing rosacea is know your triggers. Rosacea is this chronic, kind of non-contagious facial skin irritation. And it varies from mild to moderate to severe. It affects the cheeks, chin, forehead, and nose, sometimes the scalp, neck, or chest. There are 4 types. You might have type 1, vascular rosacea, where red areas of skin on the face and small blood vessels are visible. Type 2 is inflammatory rosacea, where you have red bumps that are papules and pus-filled spots called pustules. That's inflammatory rosacea. Type 3 is phimatous rosacea, where the skin thickens and becomes bumpy, especially on the nose, where we call that rhinophyma. And type 4 is ocular, rosacea that affects the eyes and eyelids, causing blepharitis, and sometimes your skin's not even affected, just your eyes. The skin becomes dry, itchy, burny, flaky, sensitive, and this really is a treatment that varies. Patients don't exactly know what causes their rosacea. Genetics, hereditary issues, hypersensitivity to certain mites that live near the hair follicles. These are called Demodex mites or bacteria. These are all possible triggers. What are other triggers? Cold, excessive cold, extreme heat, sunlight, stress. These are all things that can trigger your rosacea. And the use of steroid medications on the skin of the face can definitely also be a trigger. So it's important for you to get this checked out. Rosacea develops when you're over 30. 2 to 5% of fair-skinned folks are affected. It's more common in white folks and people with lighter skin and women. Symptoms can come and go. They may not be there year long, but they come and go, and they can definitely change environmentally. And dermatologists can tell whether you have rosacea based on the typical change of your skin, and it's also important to get your eyes checked as well. Remember, there's so many irritants that can be triggers. So some of the products in your skincare items can affect you, like alcohol-based products, camphor, menthol, mint, eucalyptus, certain essential oils and fragrances and perfumes, definitely products that have a low acidic pH. Protecting yourself from sun is probably one of the number one things you can do to improve rosacea tendency. So what should we do for prevention? Stay hydrated and heavily moisturized. One of the most noticeable traits of rosacea is dry, rough, patchy skin. I love my patients to use products that have ceramides that work to repair the skin barrier. And we favor cream over lotion because it's thicker. Most lotions have alcohol-based liquids that can dry your skin. If you're looking for a really amazing night cream, I love my Katie Skin Night Quench. This has humectants, ceramides, and a ton of green tea, which is also really good for skin barrier repair and for inflammatory conditions. So things to avoid are the alcohol, witch hazel, menthol, camphor, peppermint, anything that can be drying. Environmentally, you want to avoid alcohol. Drinking can make you rosier and redder, as we know we've seen. Older gentlemen who drink and they have a big red rosy nose and rosy cheeks like Santa Claus, but not saying that he drinks, but just remember alcohol can cause vasodilation and worsening of superficial rosacea changes. Remember that sunscreen is your best friend. This trigger of heavy sun exposure is one of the worst ones for rosacea patients. You go out in the sun, even if you go into hot yoga class or you're standing by a hot stove or oven, it can trigger rosacea irritation. So apply sunscreen. Make sure you use a mineral-based sunscreen. I think mineral sunscreens are the best, if you ask me. And I also recommend cooling measures. If your face is burning, you're driving in your car on the highway and you feel the heat coming through, penetrating the glass and heating up your cheek, you're about to set yourself up for a flare. Remember, according to the National Rosacea Society, the top trigger for rosacea is sun exposure. 81% of people believe that sun triggered their rosacea flare. So looking for physical blocking sunscreens that have zinc oxide, fragrance-free, hypoallergenic, super important, mineral-based. Try my Katie Skin Mineral Glow. This is SPF 44 and contains 10% zinc oxide. It's so good. The light hits you, it bounces right off. It's not going to flare your rosacea. And also think about mineral-based makeup. Remember, makeup itself can be irritating. Opt for pressed powder formulas, mineral foundations. Liquid ones can clog your pores. You definitely want to go easy on the makeup until your rosacea is well controlled. Products that have a green undertone will neutralize redness. So Physicians Formula makes kind of green undertone facial foundations. Nowadays, all the brands do. But that one's a popular one. And remember, green tea is your friend. I have a wonderful triple shot serum. It has peptides, ceramides, resveratrol, a ton of green tea, and caffeine. Caffeine to shrink and tighten the pores and improve tightening of blood vessels. Green tea, which is anti-inflammatory, one of our most potent antioxidants, that is going to calm rosacea flare tremendously. So this month of St. Patty's Day, in honor of our Irish friends, wanted to point out some of the things that can make you redder and more rosacea prone, and give you some tools to deal with it. Literally, you can transform your skin with attentive skincare. You might think that chemical peels make rosacea worse, but in reality, they actually help. And hot off the presses, some studies also are showing that a treatment with one of my favorite products, Sculptra, can improve dermal thickness and reduce redness, rosacea tendency, and flare. And exosomes, these are amazing products. They are small fragments of encapsulated DNA and mRNA and fragments from the cellular level that can be used to rejuvenate skin. I did a study with Rion Aesthetics with their plated skin science exosomes, which dramatically improve redness relief for patients' faces. So much new technology is coming. Just remember, prevention. And then if you fall into a flare, these are the things that can help. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my amazing triple shot serum, the Night Quench, all the products that help you so much with redness relief. Love you guys. Stay calm. Keep your skin calm. Stay beautiful.